I do apologize that it happened to the last meeting. I wasn't here at our minutes.
So how many minutes from the recording?
No, not so. No, I have. It will take a little bit to pull that together. But I do have a question about why the meeting was held without a quorum.
Without a quorum.
There were only two voices. I guess three voices.
Do you need to record? Do you all like to look for the mic? I'm quite upset that she hired somebody without, we don't have one staff meeting until yesterday. She's been here since November, and there's the talk to have no visitor back. Although this could have been resolved if we would have had staff meetings, since there's so many things that need to get taken care of. I had several months of meeting, company, about seven, to set up a new hire, because one thing, I'm here, I'm here. I'm on the most of my story, and I love the station. My problem is staff is not getting anything in there like it should be. I'm being fired, I specifically ate for another entity once, because he didn't want staff being supplied for time for the staff. I ended up sending my own men supplies to the specialist to do the, that's fine. But whenever I bring it up, how long, the tires, they're keeping up. And she put it off to follow. That's not how it should be. We need to have time to do the library for everything that we're doing. I spent probably $100, and it's fine because the kids are happy. I'm upset because there was a week and a half that she wanted me to work Thursday, 18th, the following Monday, the 20th, the 21st. I've got a strong contact message to prove, and I said, you want me to work here, and you want me to, no, I will be back. He called me one other evening at 5:07, Tuesday night, and asked if I would work there. Then at 2:30 late that day, Wednesday, he called out if I could work there, and he knew it. Then my husband was out of here, because I covered the summer for me, which is wonderful because I want to be at work. But she wanted to work my Thursday and Friday, because I had worked till Monday and Tuesday, and said, perfect. She called me, excuse me, email at the city office, she called me Friday morning while I was in the shower. I go down the shower, I'll go to the yard where it's time for me to go back, she's like, who's supposed to be the library? I said, yeah, well, nobody's here. I changed my clothes, I came over, I was in the library. I bought everything in text to talk about my story. I don't want me to come down on her, I want things taken care of and followed through. And I don't think I'm asking enough. I do want things on the third, on the Friday before she goes, Monday and Tuesday. And I told her different issues. So how many patients came in, where she went, what was that? I got a list of all the ones she covered, 250 books I sent in. If she didn't see anything on the books that Monday and Tuesday. And the client said staff saw that Monday and Tuesday with her and her dad and her brother. No other people. She thought it was any element for me because it was so library. Covered twice a year with 1 month. I've been there almost a year. I need to know what's going on because there is no correspondence. And I'm sorry, I mean, and as far as the interview process, she's the only one that did this interview. She's supposed to be the employee, ever mayor, the library director, and somebody from the board. And it was just her. And if it sounds like I was upset, jealous, whatever you want to say, I am, because my tolerance has been cut since the main person was hired. I know it's a lot more than this new person. When she was started, I thought my tolerance was going back to the top of the office. When she was hired, we did overlap, we did steward, we worked together. I don't know what else to say or do for her. And when I confronted her on Friday before the Monday and Tuesday, she's like, you weren't in my interview. You don't know what happened. Well, you know what? She wasn't in the interview. You know where that was from. Or what? So yeah, it hurts me. And the patient is probably in the interview. Or I wouldn't be there. And I'm sorry, there's more, but I'm not going to.
And well, we appreciate you coming and speaking with us, and
thank you so much for your comments. We will act on them. Thank you. Okay, let's see. There's unfinished business that we may go over. I don't want to take up any more time than we need to, but I think something else. We don't want to take too long. Okay. So, I'm going to go ahead and skip in and turn the time over to Rachel so she can put time into the training. We're so thankful that she jumped right in, Rachel. That was a very welcome email from you when you reached out. We are new to figuring out our jobs and duties. We are starting to our policies and procedures. We're seeing that they are vitalized. We spent a long time last month going through our manual there, and we are working to become more in line with the expectations of the state of Utah in regards to public programs. We welcome your comments and instructions. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Looks like that hope we do. Certainly hope we do. So I'm going to turn the time over to you and work to you.
My name is Rachel Lenahan. I am from the State Library, which is located in Johnson County, right across the highway from the airport. And I am the training coordinator there. But I'm also the consultant assigned to Ridge County, South Delaware County, and
tonight we're just going to go over areas of governance, planning, policy, and finances, public relations, and the Canada also put ethics to the conduct of its members and then review it and use one letter PowerPoint. So part of that is to include things such as private sexual encounter, we have parents treating with one voice out of work, valuing access information and the privacy of relations, and refusing yourself from discussions where you may have conflict of interest between your public duties and your personal interests. So if you're curious about more information, so conducting board business means following your bylaws and then you start to go through those. Supporting work decision-making and doing your personal duties effective and worthwhile. So well-crafted bylaws help provide for the smooth and effective functioning of the library board. Your bylaws are a set of rules that define the operation and procedure of the board. So it's important to remember that bylaws of a public library board in Utah
and your trustee manual.
Yes, and I So having effective meetings, we talked about having a forum. So a simple majority constitutes a forum, and that is required in order to conduct any library business. So only actions approved under the majority board have legal authority, and only legally appointed board members can vote on board matters. So it's important that your agendas are reviewed and read before a meeting. The spokesperson, that really depends on the library and the city. And so that's something that maybe Sarah wants to talk to the city about. Say there's an emergency, but something happened with the library and someone needs to make an announcement. We want to make sure all of you are not saying something different. So just best practice that you know who that spokesperson would be. Regarding the meetings, the next presentation and meeting that is going to be recorded. Robert's rules of order are very common, but should you ever be curious about how do we run this meeting, what are we supposed to say, how do we adjourn, and so they're a really great place to start. I do have a Robert's rules teaching. I'm more than happy to share this kind of explain some meeting order without getting into the full following very process. We also ask that your board open and public Meetings Act training annually. That training can be given by your local city attorney or a city official approved. There is one online through the state auditor's office that you can take. It's the open and public Meetings Act training.
Right.
So what does it look like for your school state library? So we have annual reports. So most of all of this actually, not the majority, but this is this whole bunch there. It is a lot that we have to do for a few years, so thank you, Sarah. So these do include surveys, such as the annual statistical report, the annual summer reading report, any grant expenditure report. Now, the first two reports, the annual fiscal report and the annual summer reading report, are the part of the National Survey of Libraries, and they're used to speak about libraries at a national, state, and local level. The report is also used to determine the allocation of both federal and state funds. So, we'll talk a little bit about research institutions and the annual survey. Those will open September, I think it's September 15th to December 15th. So that changed this year. Previously, it was the first survey for research education, and the other one was the that. So there are physical research that we are doing things to do that time.
And how many of those reports have shared with the board before they go to you guys? I understand the question, and you indicate the sample of the shared with the board.
Not sure. There's also Quest. So Quest stands for Community Library Enhancement Fund.
other capital improvements.
And that funding changes every year, like every couple of years, but the amount is based on how we're doing it. And that, there is an application process for that funding out, but it is, it's working on funding purposes. So what we do want Sarah to apply, that the 90% comes to right away, and then once Sarah's done, then we'll report that 10%.
They just changed that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, so now if they're granting an amount under $5,000, it's all reimbursed.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Small, like library that serves smaller populations, and then you have less. I mean, something like you have more benefits.
As long as it's more like. Yeah, I just talked to.
Okay. Okay, so we offer, we have consultants, we offer for teaching sessions, strategic planning sessions, general library training, and then research and best practices for use of the technology as well. And again, the majority of those individuals work directly with Sarah, because we have some libraries assigned some teams to different programs and things that we have to do that way. So other reasons, resources of the state library include bookmarks, which is our book for steps provided for you to anyone in the state of Utah, through their local libraries. Website design helps professional development training, materials, and services for the blind with access to the internet. So recertification standards. So in Utah, all public libraries are evaluated according to a set of legal requirements and professional practices known as standards for Utah state libraries. The standards are developed by the state library and approved by the state library board to provide uniformity and assessment of quality of service provided by library leaders and to help local libraries measure their own performance. Library boards should understand the purpose and benefits of the standards and know that some funding opportunities are tied to certification status. So an example would be you're a certified library, so you do have access to all of the federal and state grants. If you were an emerging library, which means you're not certified, there are some grants that we can offer, but it is not pre-class and it cannot apply for what we call the LSPA grants, which are those federal grants. So recertification for public libraries, really is the process of gathering required data, statistics, and reports that Sarah and I will be responsible for. So the performance standards that we measure are listed on the screen. The covered areas of government, administration, funding, personnel, access and services, materials, technology, and facilities. And so the test sprinkled throughout the test union, but so there is a document on the state library website where you can just see them all, which is a little bit easier if you just want to see exactly what we're asking you to do. So that is what we need. So the test inventory, and I will actually, I'll talk to my, discuss a little bit with you
then the technology plan, again, that is to speak on what your needs are. So you are, you know, you're in here obviously more than I am. There are those who kind of lay out and be maybe asking for different tests or where the needs are even for programming. And so we're going to talk about your strategic plan or your long-term plan a little bit, and only after that. Wasn't really about of how great they were doing. And so before, there was a question in the one of the recertification surveys that asked, like, how many benchmarks, you know, did you pass 4 hours a time or 5 hours a time? And you realized that was a little inconsistency. So we did remove that this year. So that's, I know you're not familiar with it, but it is a good thing because every library is so different. You think, you know, you might have a year where there's just not enough money for extra staff or to have, you know, these staff doesn't have enough amount to do more as many programs as they have the year before. Maybe there's budget cuts and someone had to be let go, or there was a big, you know, money for those extra programs. You think it started to be, you started to see that it didn't make sense to almost judge a library based on something that they couldn't control. So I will still share those benchmarks. Data coordinator created a dashboard that's open to the public where you can go in and kind of see the progress of moving over the past. I think it's at 9 here so far. And so I didn't share them with Sarah. Those are the hyperlinks in the next one. But yeah, so you still have that data to look at and see how the listing is progressing, or, you know, maybe your numbers for programming increased a lot. So vision and planning, planning for the library's future is a basic media report, thinking a broad vision of community needs, and potential roles for the library, the board, and the directors that work closely with stakeholders in the community through a strategic plan. The state library requires that all certified public libraries submit a comprehensive strategic plan approved by the board, which addresses all aspects of library operations, including staffing, collection, facilities, technology, and public relations. So yours is from 2024 to 2027. So it will be due at some point next year before the fall. But depending on your schedule, Sarah, just let me know if you are like working on it in the fall, we will see if it even happens. I'm thinking it can open the survey that
our strategic plan review updated here before fall 2027. Is that what we're
doing? Ideally, but you can be working on it. You're not going to.
Oh, we've got a year. So if we have it on our motion at it right now, certainly we can do it. I don't know. We have a year.
So the strategic planning standards from the state library require tenants to include library mission, high-level desired outcomes. Practical activities or action steps to support those outcomes, and then set measures that let you know, yes, this is what you need. Or maybe something changes and a goal no longer works. That's okay too. No one is looked at once to look at your strategic plan and be like, what do you need to do? So the plan is for you and your board and staff to So I'm here as a director, so this is just part of the training. Should you ever come up to the hiring process again, obviously every city is a little bit different. But we are more than happy to talk to libraries on the importance of hiring directors. However, if you want to do it, of course, it is great, but we can help with resources, hiring descriptions, stuff like that. So library policy. This one is going to be a little bit longer just because we all mentioned that we're starting to work on policy. And I wanted to have you as well to share policy from similar communities just because there are some really great ones in Davis County and Newark County. Fantastic policy. Obviously, there's very involved, and you can pull from anything you want. I think it's a great idea to not bring in their goal when it comes to library policy. I'm also more than happy, I know you are volunteers, your time is very precious. So, unfortunately, library tutorials tend to be about an hour long all the time. So, if you're curious to know how other states or public library directors have approached policy writing, I'm more than happy to share some training. Okay, so reviewing and weighing in on library policy is an important role that you will have in the trustee. Library policies are important tools used by library trustees and staff to provide effective service to the community. Policies will reflect your library's philosophy of service and special reasons for certain rules and limitations. To be effective and justifiable, we want policies to be well designed, well written, and capable of being applied. We don't want to necessarily say there's one incident that keeps happening. We don't want to write a policy based on maybe one incident or something. This is pretty material for anything. We want them to be broad so they can be applied across the board. So policies are needed to guide the operations of the library and the survivor framework for decision making for library staff. They are always going to need to be formally adopted by the board. Library board must approve all policies and properly advertise public meetings. Library policies should promote the best interest of the community to consistent with your long-range strategic plan. And again, it's important for them to be clear, reasonable, and legal. And to understand the ramifications depending on the type of policy. So we want, again, we want policy helpers to ensure high quality of service, meet community needs, the community privilege and duties regarding library needs to the public, and they help to ensure fair treatment of all patrons and staff and help ensure people in local states and federal laws. So last year, there's going to be a couple policies that every few years, there is an entire major description. The internet access policy that you all did last year has to be done, I think it's every 2 years. But there is a section of that policy that is required in the community hub that addresses the public Internet Protection Act. In order for us to grant certain federal funds, that needs to be policy that we see. So that's one of the ones that I might make sure that one is in. I try to always, I'm not going to let a deadline pass. I try to let go way ahead of time so that it's time to review and edit and make sure that it's needed. And then we will also, the state library will let you know if there's any changes from the state or federal language or, So an important value of libraries is that it's the right to maintain access to information, making sure that systems are provided
ordinances, planning and reviewing policies. We just talked about the internet and online access policies. And a best practice is for library policies to be reviewed every 3 years, so we can get that going.
When you review the policy, it has a part of the review process within a policy, you actually indicate the date that the policy needs to be reviewed. That way it puts it right out there for you, and you see that you don't have to look around and say, oh, where are we supposed to do this? What's the policy and review the date? Okay, the policy should be reviewed by this one. You review it, you did it, you get the date today, or you make any changes that are necessary.
And one thing you require, I love all of my learning, but if it has a meeting and no changes are due, so we'll have to go to the meeting, review it, and all we do is update that link over the online. So you might have a way of better than I do if you're reading the next policy.
Now, I have written volumes of policy. I am the finance director of Virginia Tech. The amount of policies and procedures in my lifetime, and it has great review and or otherwise enforced.
So with finances, typically a director will prepare the preliminary annual budget. The board can review that proposed budget. It does cover the lines of your strategic plan. Your library budget will propel your strategic plan into motion, because that's the goal, is that what we're spending money on aligns with
when you're preparing a budget proposal and you begin to work on it, if you want to have a copy of your strategic plan on your site. Because as you propose something and do something, you want to cite specific references to your strategic plan. It makes your plan more powerful, your budget more powerful, and it explains reasons for that you're having to get put on the spot. Why are we doing that? You need to backtrack it from there.
So it can be helpful to be informed on the issues that are coming up.
study.
But I have no idea what the library is, if you could kind of say that, but think about it. So, and it would be interesting to know, like, what is the library going to be for? Because you might have someone in the community who really studies about one of these books.
And also our, speaking of general library, cultural types of things on the website.
Thank you.
umbrella kind of the community that we have in town.
We have to send them to send out information.
Yeah, I can send that to Mark.
Perfect. Just send that out and Sarah can get it to the rest of us.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
I just came over on it yesterday.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm busy.
Thank you. Thank you. get stuff from some of the businesses. And then on the month of your birthday, you get a free movie at the theater.
So this calendar with all my birthdays on it, go out to your family's all my birthdays on it, and I get all your family's birthdays. So it's a community birthday.
It's a
community calendar.
Yeah, yes. And there is a script somewhere.
Because if you have more than a quorum, you can't start discussing items of business.
Right, I think so far all we've done is pretty much said, see you at the meeting.
Yeah, so if you're.
Do you have any agenda, are there any agenda items and stuff like that? So I think we want to just add our information.
We just be aware of that and not reply back.
801-644-8724.
Okay, well, add it to the.
Who is 8724?
Don't mind the camera.
All right, so let me add here.
Yeah, 8724.
So that's Julia.
So I don't know if you're gonna come on there. This one is, 253. So can you start making a note?
You said it's 353?
You remind me so much of the calendar generate one.
Last year, I think we spent, $500 on it.
Okay, so over $1,000.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Okay, here are pieces one and pieces two.
And what we would, she has this picture for that one in the center that, that goes on the calendar like this, is that right?
Yeah, there are a lot. Yeah.
We've got a lot.
We only.
There was any of them over there. Okay, and most people committed several of our party members and, submitted a lot. Wait a minute, can you roll back, Sarah, and shout out the numbers to us? So then, I will never get it right now, my brain is. Rachel, please do not let the whole group have a long drive.
I never get to chat with Sarah, so I just.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, is this okay?
Can we start number one and we, if everyone would just write down the numbers, one, two, three, four, five.
Well, we have them, I have them listed by either the name, but separately or email and then the number.
We probably should have it listed by the name because it's like a, because the winner gets a gift card usually.
I hear that, but let me explain myself just a little bit here. If we go by number, then you're not voting for your friend or your neighbor. If we just list them by number and then as you go down through and you look at them, pick which one you like best.
So wouldn't you guys, if I go through and copy them all and name, renaming them all by number, I have them all in a file.
Okay.
I have to submit them and I name them by name.
Sure.
Wouldn't it be easier if I, you know, copy them all and just number them and send them out?
Okay, so we're already, like, figuring out, we should get some.
My biggest thing is though, instead of like the person that submitted 40, I don't know what I mean. I don't know if that's fair to people who have already submitted one or two.
Yeah, and I would say most people submitted. Yeah. So I'm gonna, and I don't know my turn.
If you have already submitted one.
Okay, so then if we send an email with them, you know, there's only the one that submitted. Most people submitted about like 2 to 5. So then what, do we take?
I guess a little bit specified where we ask for pictures.
No, usually this is all the day we call this to be.
Yeah, because last year you can get 6 total.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Which is one of the reasons why I haven't put the first 12 photo calendar.
Yeah.
If it's a 12 photo calendar, then it's a lot more expensive than what we're doing right now, so. Maybe that's something we might look at next year, but right now, it's.
No, I'm down on our time.
I'm pushing
maybe what we do is just put them all on Google Drive with numbers. We all pick our top five and the ones that overlap that. I've done photo concepts before, and that usually works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. So. Okay, so.
I moved on both, so I'll talk.
Where's the gift card coming from?
I mean, if we do something as simple as a gift card, then it can be a need if they have one. If they go to the store and they get gas, one for checking. I mean, a lot of times they're supporting local business, but I think for supporting local business, they're just putting a lot of calendars and advertising.
Thank you.
page and $25 gift card that I would send also.
Also, the rehab, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good. We made that choice. It's good night, folks. Let's table anything else that we have, but we're a work in progress. We're going to just figure this out. We'll move on and address our issues as they come up from there. Is there anything that anyone wants to talk about a whole lot at our next meeting? I will not be here. We'll miss you very much. Anybody else definitely want to burn through next and get on the agenda for next month.
I'd like to motion that during this meeting.
Don't forget your deadline is 17.